Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This fantasy football best ball edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog.
What's up, Sean? Happy to be here talking fantasy.
Yes. You've been fired up all day.
I just realized your headphones were juiced way up. So sorry, you might have to turn them back up on your side over there. I've been fired up all day.
Yes.
What do you mean I've been fired up all day?
you've been particularly fired up around the office. I don't know if it's the fact that, you know, the Hall of Fame game is only, what are we talking, 30 days away from the Hall of Fame game? We need to be the organization, the network that counts down to the Hall of Fame game. Everyone normally counts down to the NFL kickoff, but let's be honest, preseason, plenty of betting opportunities.
It's funny. I was working our schedule backwards from the start of the regular season and seeing, to your point, Sean, we are not far away. As you sit here with a CFL shirt on, we are not far away from previewing NFL football. I mean, again, I screamed from one room in our massive office and to the other, I said, Sean, who's playing in the Hall of Fame game?
Yes.
And it was just a test. You got it right.
Thank you. It is Jags Raiders for those that are wondering. And
that was a play. Now you spoiled it. Now they can't play at home.
Shout out to Kyle, huge Viking fans, also a huge CFL fan. He saw Kramer rocking an Argonauts t-shirt on one of our episodes. Said, you know what? I don't want him rocking the Argonauts. I'm going to send them some Winnipeg Blue Bombers shirts. Shirts came in the mail. I'm showing this off. The super comfortable shirt. Kyle, that's why you're the man. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to Winnipeg. All our, we got a lot of contributors, listeners north of the border. So shout out to Canada.
I feel like we're very Canadian friendly.
Yeah. Like Canada a bunch. Cause a lot of those guys like the National Football League. And shout out to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Check that out.
It's football, but well, Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk American football. I mean, these best ball drafts are just so fun. Always a great excuse to talk fantasy football. And hey, let's be honest, summer, perfect time to start planning your fantasy football draft. What better place to have your fantasy football draft than at the beautiful Wynn? That's right. For every $500 bet on sports or at the casino, you'll be entered to win a two-night stay at Wynn Encore Resorts. Hang out at the beach club for you and your entire league. Multiple entries are allowed. So again, if everyone in the league does their part and just, you know, this summer, start getting down on Wynn Bet, placing some bets, getting those entries, racking them up as you go along, grinding out baseball, CFL, USFL, WNBA. It is the summer. And then you'll be, you're juicing your chances to win this contest. Download that Wynn Bet app or visit WYNNbet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough Wynn Bet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let's go.
Getting chat. Good at that, Sean.
Chat's fired up. Andrew Robb, of course, he's the what would you call him, Ryan? The official Don of the best ball streets lead.
A rational human being who understands how to play fantasy football. Not wow, an asshole. Wow,
that is a shot at someone in our dynasty league. Ryan's been taking it out on me because he's.
I haven't taken it. It's not a big deal. There's just sometimes. Listen, the train rolls on the tracks for a reason. What happens when the train comes off the tracks? People die. People get hurt. Things happen. All right. It's important that everyone just stay on the tracks. Let's just stay on the tracks together. We don't want people to get decapitated. We don't want shipments of stuff, your Amazon Prime, to get lost on a railway somewhere, all because a train fell off the tracks, right? We don't want anyone to get hurt. All right?
Keeping the train on the tracks. And again, this is perfect. This is why you should subscribe, turn on the YouTube notifications, because we're going to be doing more and more of these live best ball drafts. Fun to do and just a great excuse to talk fantasy, talk preseason, NFL, NFL futures. We kind of cover it all as we go through the draft. So again, if you're in the YouTube chat or Slack, we notify you guys so you can hop in. And of course, we're doing them over on underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGPN, 100% deposit bonus up to $100. We will be playing Best Ball Mania 3. Millions of dollars up for grabs. Only $25 entry. So if you, again, you deposit $100, you get 100% deposit bonus. Free, four free shots at winning millions of dollars in Best Ball. And again, this is, if you've never played best ball before, to me, it is the most fun way to play fantasy football because you don't have to manage the league at all. You just draft it. You walk away. You never think of those teams again, except maybe like, you know, 12 weeks down the season. Oh, wait. Oh man, this lineup's dominating. Oh, that's sweet.
It's fun to track when you're doing well. Hard. Like there's nothing better than when your best ball teams are going well. Tuesday morning. Oh, let's see how we're doing in the old best ball contest.
Yes. And I think I've gotten in one of those other best balls. I think I got to like the last round before the final round, before I got knocked out by like half a point. So if you make it to the playoffs, and I'm sure, you know, a couple of your teams will make it into the playoffs, the sweat really gets real those last 5 to 6 months. But again, don't need to sell you guys on best ball. You're here. You're listening to the episode.
Ready?
Let's get to it, Ryan.
I'm going to poke my head in.
Poke your head in.
Don't do
the draft. See how it is.
Remember, stay on the tracks here. We all got to work together. Fantasy, just like betting, is a team sport. All right, what do we got? Please don't let me have a. What do you think? Seven people?
Yeah, that's fine. Good.
All right, pop in here, Sean. Six people
entering. Okay, now we're waiting for five more people. So perfect. Got a handful in the YouTube audience, or if you're in the Slack, perfect time to hop on in over to fantasy football. Oh man, fantasy is so awesome. And I'm sweating out some baseball. This is just, I know, Ryan, the summer is supposed to be dog days, but man, there's just a lot of action to be had. Shout out to the WNBA Gambling Podcast. Colby has started his college football experience previewing all 131 teams.
Started. He's through like three or four full letters. He's beyond started.
All right. What do we got, Kramer?
Oh, already started. Wow.
Wow. Draft is starting in 52 seconds. I'm drafting from the sixth spot, which I like. Last time I drafted the 10th spot, and honestly, that was the team I put together. This last draft was the team I liked the most. I also told myself I would not draft Jalen Hurts or AJ Brown.
Really? Why the change of heart?
No, that was last.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did a zero RB. I think I may fire up another zero RB. I'll have to see what kind of decision I'm looking at 1-6, but I really like the team I put together.
Sean,
just a bunch of crazy best ball bullets here.
Andre in the chat was saying that it sounds like he was in one of the teams I ended up auto drafting or one of the leagues I auto drafted when the power went out and the infamous night of the best ball. I was thinking, what if the power goes out while I'm drafting for 24 hours?
Oh man.
Will anyone care? If it happens at 2 a.m, will anyone care?
If a best ball 24 hour draft crashes and no one's there to react to it, did it happen? Okay, Jonathan Taylor goes number one overall. Cooper Kupp. That seems like pretty much how the chalk's going. Justin Jefferson, bit of a surprise. XFL Jim, you can hear him on CFL Gambling Podcast. Justin Jefferson, that is interesting. A little high. But again, if he's your guy in round one, take a shot. What are you doing?
I'm telling you, it's kind of a fun year.
Ryan. So Jamar Chase goes Austin Eckler. Now I'm at the sixth spot. I'm looking at Christian McCaffrey. I'm looking at Derrick Henry. Looking at Stephon Diggs.
You can't have 0% Christian McCaffrey. You can't. Yeah, or you can.
Or I go Derrick Henry.
I honestly would take Najee Harris here. I would shock the world.
I'm going Derrick Henry. I don't have any Derrick Henry yet. So I
see, to me, Derrick Henry, greater risk than Christian McCaffrey.
Really?
I mean, projected Derrick Henry's downfall and it's happened. I don't think I also projected
the downfall of one Christian McCaffrey. But
the Christian McCaffrey one seems to just be random injuries. Whereas Derrick Henry was usage bit. And I understand Chris McCaffrey was used.
Shout out. Moonoff is in the chat. 5-2.
Moonoff's everywhere.
He's the Mike Trout of SGPN.
I don't think
the Ohtani, because you know, he pitches and bats.
Yeah. Look, I'm 12. I don't think we talked about it yet, but we got, and did you see who's in the 11th spot, Sean? I see a really rel. So villain. We got
all the guys that work for us.
Villain sandwich, right? And I got. So you're telling me I got Andrew and Terrell sandwiching me? I'm not in a good spot.
Oh, Terrell's gonna snag all your stupid Giants picks, Ron. All right. So
Kelsey goes early again. We continue to see this.
Yeah, I took Derrick Henry. Then McCaffrey goes Najee, Stephon Diggs, Kelsey goes to Andrew Robb. Now Terrell is on the clock, man. This is a lot of sharps. Terrell takes Dalvin Cook, right, which I kind of like at the end of the first. I don't know. I keep going back and forth on him.
Have not had an opportunity to do this yet, but absolutely. I want to work this out. Let's see. Do we do it now? Yeah, let's do it. All right. Step one, set up that stack.
Mark Andrews.
Little early.
So if Darrow, AKA Kramer's nemesis, is in this best ball, he should be looking to grab Lamar Jackson.
Step two, take Devontae Adams.
Oh, so you're trying to put together a build like I had. You saw my lineup. You saw my Ravens and Raiders stacks.
Slightly different way to get there. I think you took Adams earlier in the first round, and Andrews made it back. So my other thought there was go double receiver.
Wow, CeeDee Lamb goes to Terrell.
That is disgusting.
Come on, Terrell.
Thoughts on Joe Mixon around the time that I just.
I don't know. Something's just not appealing ever for me and Joe Mixon. Maybe it's the lack of third down pass catching. Although I do think, you know, the improved offensive line should help him. He's going to be running against light boxes if they're going to be sitting back trying to, you know, stop Jamar Chase and the Cincinnati offense. Mike Evans goes, who, again, I like that pick a lot by Andrew Robb. I think a Tom Brady stack, especially with Evans, no Gronk, supposedly, at least for the first, you know, four games. Debo goes, Aaron Jones goes, one more than me.
Would you say Mixon's starting to slide here a little bit? I mean, I would say
I might have to take Mixon if he's available.
That's a good
one. I don't love him.
double stud running back. Again, Sean, you're going to
Okay, Joe Mixon does go. Now, do I take?
This is so tricky.
Do I take DeAndre Swift?
I think,
or do I take T. Higgins? I don't want Tyreek Hill.
I would take Fournette.
Really?
If I'm looking at, you know, not firm in stone rankings here, but I'd probably lean Fournette.
Hmm.
7 seconds.
Leonard Fournette. All right, I'll give him a roll. I don't have much Leonard Fournette. Oh, DeAndre Swift. God damn the fucking time. All right. You know what? DeAndre Swift was the other guy I was going to take. So again, I don't have a ton of shares of him.
That's probably more of a chalky.
Like, it's chalky, but I wouldn't mind balancing my portfolio. And this is I feel like a lot of listeners and contributors are in this draft because it's flying. And some of the guys we normally like are going higher than probably average underdog draft. Saquon goes, T. Higgins, AJ Brown goes to XFL gym. Ryan, do you have a are you already trying to think stack? You set yourself up for Lamar and Derek Carr. Tyreek Hill goes, who I just want no part of.
He said two is more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. Are we not going to take a man for his word? He got death threats.
That'd be like if you got remarried and say, I like my second wife better than my first wife. You're damn right. You should be saying that, sleeping on the couch again. Keenan Allen goes, Nick Chubb, Alvin Kamara, the fact that he could be, I thought he wasn't going to get much of a suspension, but now the rumors are he may be getting 6 games.
What did I miss? What did he do?
The guy, I looked into it a little bit more. I thought he just punched him, but I guess he beat him up pretty good.
This is the Las Vegas club thing?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess the guy got beat up pretty good. So
really,
I thought, you know, I'm always a fan of letting him play. If you get in a fight in a club,
it's a football player.
I find it hard to believe a lot of times where it's just one person's completely innocent. It's probably two
Sean,
people.
We go to Vegas a lot.
Yeah.
If you are going to be a dude that steps to a football player, I think we need to teach people in society the cause and effect thing. Mm. Don't step. Have you seen how hard it is to take Alvin Kamara down on a football field? Maybe don't try to fight the man. Wow. Pittman in the, wow.
Ryan,
Leonard Fournette made it all the way back.
Yeah. So
wow.
Real quick on the updates,
three running backs
after Kamara, Mike Williams goes, Josh Allen, Michael Pittman, Leonard Fournette goes to me because the board is just giving me, I was going to lean zero RB, but the way the board's shaking out, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Leonard Fournette,
that's a steal.
Mega
steal.
And I could have, yeah.
Mega steal. Cortland Sutton. What is going on, Sean? This is out of control.
Jalen Waddle, Cortland Sutton off the board.
I don't even know what to do.
I like this, though, because it's at least an interesting draft.
I'm completely confused on what to do right now. Yeah, Alvin Kamara is tricky, though, because, boy, there are a lot of versions of the Saints that make Calvin Kamara very, very, very easy. Like, he could score a lot just because of what that offense could be. I mean, I know they drafted a receiver and Michael Thomas has some Instagram pictures of the facility, but they might not have the best passing attack, and it still might be an Alvin Kamara show. So
yeah, no, I mean, a lot of moving parts with him there. Javonte Williams goes, Andrew Robb on the clock.
James Conner.
Love it. Love the James Conner pick in the third round.
Is it time to take Zeke?
Well, Terrell, who's apparently a closet Cowboys fan, supposedly a Giants fan, but he's already got CeeDee Lamb on his squad.
Step into my office.
Travis Etienne. Interesting.
Oh my God.
I don't know how I feel about Etienne. I'm worried in Jacksonville. Like, I would just rather, for the Jacksonville guys, just take him super late. Some of the long shot, like Chenault, and just because you don't know what kind of offense Doug P's going to run.
Hold on, Sean. Sorry, I'm assembling the greatest two tight end set in the history of mankind.
Mark Andrews, and now paired with Kyle Pitts, Ryan.
And then I think I just have to take the very clear to me best receiver left in the fourth round. To get DJ Moore with his consistency around bad quarterback play. Not that it's gotten better, but
I gotta start getting me some receivers because I am thin right
four
now.
Pass catchers: Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Mark Andrews, Kyle Pitts. Also, what did I do? I set up some more cheap stacks.
Yeah, you got three. I mean, you can go.
The premium stack isn't for me this year, Sean. Who knows if I'll even get one out of my 24.
Jerry Jeudy goes to Terrell. Patrick Mahomes goes. So really? Two quarterbacks off the board.
Hollywood
Brown.
What is going on in this draft? All right. So
I like it. I like this.
Do you understand the case for Hollywood yet?
Oh, I get it. It's plug and play. It's like DeAndre Hopkins isn't there. Put in Hollywood Brown. I think more so.
He just isn't a good receiver, dude.
Terry McLaurin goes, who just got signed. Deontay Johnson goes, I'm on the clock. Oh, man. What do I do?
I'm not taking any more tight ends.
Do I DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson, Gabe Davis, Rashad Bateman?
There's some meat out there. I mean, this is where you have to take Gabe Davis, and you like Gabe Davis.
But I don't get Josh Allen.
That doesn't matter. You're taking your number one receiver. So who's the guy?
I'm going Allen Robinson because I
like his bounce back ability.
Well, and
comeback player of the year in Los Angeles.
That number two receiving spot could be worth a lot for the Rams. I like him going up against a bunch of number twos and playing across from Cooper Kupp. Justin Herbert goes. Zeke goes. Cam Akers goes.
Cam Akers isn't bad. So that build is nice. Three receivers and then Cam Akers is your first running back.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. Especially if you believe in Cam Akers. Certainly like him more than some of the
Gabe
other.
Gabe Davis goes. Again, this is a sharp draft, Ryan. I didn't expect him to come back to me.
No, he's a fourth round receiver at this point. George Kittle, not even going to get back to you, Sean. Your new boy toy. Tight end extraordinaire who blocks.
I just got a look. I mean, I got three great three very good, I should say, running backs. And now I got to load up on some receivers.
I'm here. I'm guessing the chat's talking shit on your rankings. If you were taking Allen Robinson here, but not, do you not have Stafford as a top 10 quarterback this year? Oh my God.
No, Juju. You were the one. Who I know. Didn't have
I
Stafford.
Didn't. I yeah, know.
No, I did.
Juju in the beginning of the fifth round, Sean, what is going on with this draft? DK Metcalf on the board. Other
Ryan,
good receivers.
Come on. I'm right here. And of course, DK Metcalf goes, oh, this is what you get, Ryan. Lamar Jackson goes to XFL gym.
I was worried.
Watching stacks implode. Joe Burrow goes.
Wow. I was worried it was going to be tough to get it. Unfortunate. I don't feel good about it. Don't love it. Didn't have to be you, XFL gym. That was kind of fucked up. But on the bright side, Sean, there's still plenty I can do here. Still a lot I like in this realm.
So after Lamar, then Joe Burrow, Darren Waller, I go Chris Godwin. Hmm.
I mean, again, you're playing for the end of the season.
Yeah. Rashad Bateman off the board. So the Baltimore stacks just kind of got blown up.
Breece Hall, good pick, bad pick.
Yeah, I don't know. In the fifth round and you're rookie running back for the Jets. I don't know.
It's hard to believe the Jets might be good. It's just a tough sell for me.
Yeah.
What am I Oh, Darnell Mooney goes.
Yeah.
Sean, someone's setting up a Justin Fields stack. Watch out.
Yeah. They must've read my top 10 fantasy football quarterbacks. Check that episode out. We got more top 10s coming your way. Brandon Cooks goes to Andrew Robb. Brandon Cooks is like quietly pretty consistent. I know no one thinks of him that way, but like how many years does he have?
Quarterback proof
keeps getting 1,000 yards.
Fucking
Terrell takes your guy, J.K. Dobbins.
I was about to ask you, should I just go QB zero? And that might answer the question for me. So I'm just gonna load up on some pass catchers here. Let's first take. God, I love this guy. Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know there's some more people coming to town, but he was north of 30% target share last year. Pretty impressive. And then again, as much as I like Elijah Moore and as much as I probably have Devonta Smith slightly higher here, I'm just going to take Drake London. That's more of a lineup build thing. four receivers, two tight ends. Come at me. Didn't take David Montgomery there, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I like that.
Well, I like how far he's dropped, right? Because I feel like earlier on in the best ball process, he was a little bit higher. And I don't think they're.
Well, I think they heard what we were saying. The new coaching staff might not be super high on him.
Yeah, and I think Khalil Herbert could really. He's a fun
former Hokie.
later round pick. Elijah Moore goes to Terrell. I think we've been pretty high on Elijah Moore. Set yourself up for a cheap Zach Wilson stack.
I mean, it's a second year thing, right? I think he's exciting. There's competition though, more mouths to feed. I think the reason you like Drake London over him, say if you're me, is just a like I with Drake London and Kyle Pitts, how much of the target share did I just scoop up from the Falcons? More than half, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's an offense you want to be big on. Sure.
Thanks. Yeah. No, I do. I appreciate that.
David Montgomery goes to Andrew Robb. Kyler Murray goes.
Kyler, who plays more games this season? Kyler or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, and Jalen Hurts just goes. So that saves me a tough decision there. Amari Cooper goes. Got a couple. I'm going Devonta Smith.
What's your take on this news that Justin Jefferson said somewhere about the offense is going to be pass first and everyone's excited about the Vikings now? I don't know. As I look at Adam Thielen still sitting here on the board.
Russell Gage goes. He was another guy I had in my queue.
Are we overrating him?
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Situationally, but
where do I continue to go RB0?
I don't know. I got to pull up your team, Ryan. While you're doing that, shout out to Sleeper. Again, Ryan's getting all fired up in our Sleeper Dynasty League. Ready to get into it. Some of our fellow Dynasty drafters. But hey, not only can you place fantasy on Sleeper, you can now play their over under game. Very easy. Just click on the over under and go to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone. We'll take you there. Get 100% deposit bonus up to $100. sleeper.com/SGP. Moonoff just hit a sweet two team player prop parlay.
Nice.
I think we went 3 out of 4 on the stuff we gave out with the baseball, or maybe I don't know. I have to check that, but almost pulled off a huge +800 there. It's really fun. I mean, again, and if you're in a state where you can't get on some player props, these are certainly a great alternative. Sleeper.com/SGP. You can copy our picks. We can copy yours. Sleeper.com/SGP. Baseball's back, baby. All right, catch people up real quick. After Russell Gage, Antonio Gibson, Elijah Mitchell, Miles Sanders, Josh Jacobs, Adam Thielen, Tony Pollard, Michael Thomas, two picks away for me.
What are you looking at, Sean?
Hunter Renfro went. I might have to.
Definitely was targeting Hunter Renfro this time. Michael Thomas just went.
I'm taking Tom Brady.
Oh wow.
What?
Just how you crushed me the other day for taking Tom Brady in the seventh round. Crushed me.
No, did I say seventh? Well,
crushed me.
This is.
Okay. You can say I'm sorry. It was a great pick, and now I'm going to follow your lead.
No, I admitted on the show that I, you know, when we did the fantasy research for the top 10, mm-hmm. I was maybe lowballing Tom Brady. So I'm glad I'm back on the Brady bandwagon, and I got Godwin. I'm going to try and grab some of these other pass catchers. Russell Gage got snake. Treylon Burks goes. Russell Wilson goes. Who would you rather have, Russell Wilson or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Russell Wilson, but Tom Brady, to the point of he's the coach, he's going to pass a lot. They're going to pass. I mean, I like Leonard Fournette because he gets used in God. AJ Dillon goes once again. I'm snaked. I can't deal with this, Sean. Can we do one of these without telling people we're going to do it?
Dalton Schultz also off the board. Terrell's on the clock. Then you, Kramer.
It's just heartbreaking every time. They just take the guy. Well, AJ Dillon almost made it all the way back to me. Now I'm just crying about it. I need a running back, so I'm going to start with Pete Carroll.
Ooh, Ken Walker. And Terrell took to DeAndre Hopkins. So probably leaning into the idea that he's going to get right for the playoffs, go super hard there.
Yeah. And then for my second pick, boy, this is tricky. And as much as I want to take a run, should I take a running back? No, I'm building a winner. Give me Kadarius.
You're just worried because you think Terrell might take him here.
Yeah, I knew.
You start the eighth round with the Kadarius Toney pick. You know he was sitting in Terrell's queue there.
I got a running back though. That's good. We're gonna have to fire some more shots off. I mean, I certainly. What's your take on Edwards Elair? I thought about taking him.
Yeah, you know the stuff about him losing all that weight in the offseason then coming back. Makes him more appealing for sure. Sky Moore goes, Alan Lazard goes.
Sky Moore, recent addition.
Dakota Rain Prescott goes
to our dynasty team.
Sean. Yeah,
Trey Lance still on the board. Will you have any exposure to Trey Lance?
No, I don't think so.
He's a backup, right?
I'm just not interested in rooting for Trey Lance. Like under any circumstance. Clyde Edwards Elair does go. What about Damian Harris, man? Who would you rather have, him or Stevenson? You know, considering their ADP as well.
It's probably one of the pairings where I wouldn't be horribly angry if I would probably like Damian Harris better. I think they like him. They trust him. That matters up there.
Interesting. What am I going to do here? I'm going to go, a little bit of a reach here. I need receivers, but give me Tyler Boyd. Christian Kirk just taken in front of me. I
heavy discount to get someone in that offense who,
yeah, I was kind of considering maybe a,
some of the regression would indicate maybe Boyd sees more of the action.
Yeah.
So
he's right up there with target share with Jamar Chase.
Well, just in terms
and,
of,
and I like Tyler Lockett, but I'm worried a lot of that was just his connection with Russell Wilson.
Well, I think the Boyd argument is that he might not see the target share that Lockett does, but I think the defenses will adjust and Boyd will be the benefactor of not being guarded as closely. I mean, I think Higgins and Chase are really good. So if you're the third guy, it's probably a good thing. As long as Burrow gives them the volume. Damian Harris goes though.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously if he made it back to me, I would have taken him. No problem.
All right. Draft is humming along. Matty Stafford goes. I was considering.
You maybe, like Matty Stafford.
Maybe Stafford, but I just the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I need some Brady stacks, honestly.
All right. So I have one running back, Ken Walker. I have five receivers, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Drake London, Kadarius Toney, and I have Mark Andrews and Kyle Pitts as my tight ends.
Chase Claypool just went.
I don't know if I take a running back this time. I don't really like.
Oh, that. Hockenson went. I was thinking of maybe putting Hockenson. Cordarrelle Patterson goes.
Hockenson's interesting because he scraped some of that target share back. It just doesn't. He's like not. There's nothing fun about him.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're reaching to take him because there's so few tight ends left.
Yeah, Dawson Knox goes, MVS goes. I may have to go tight end here, honestly. Because I don't know if any.
Well, I mean, what you're saying that because you're about to take Dallas Goedert.
Yeah. Give me Dallas Goedert. Ninth round.
Feels good to not need a tight end. Do I need a third tight end? I have Mark Andrews and Kyle Pitts.
No, I don't think so.
Thanks. Just flexing.
Garrett Wilson goes. Chris Olave goes. I'd rather the sure thing here with Goddard lock that up. Kenny Galladay available, Ryan. Jameson Williams. Although Jameson Williams is more interesting if I'm going to do a golf stack, which I don't think I'm going to do. Aaron Rodgers goes to A-Rob. Yeah, I don't mind that at all. All right. Got to figure out what I'm going to do with my tight ends. Ooh, James Cook goes here in the ninth, end of the ninth round. Ryan closing out the ninth round. What are you doing here, Kramer?
I mean, I gotta take this guy because I am gonna finish a stack, and I do have him in my top 10. The question here is, why is Kareem Hunt still on the board? I need a running back. It does seem to make sense. Why is he still on the board?
It's a great question.
I'm just gonna take him. I don't have much Kareem Hunt exposure. I mean, we like Dearness Johnson, but I mean,
yeah, Chubb
went like eight rounds ago.
I think Kareem Hunt, I keep saying it. I would not be shocked if Kareem Hunt ends up on a different team with a, you know, even a bigger path to catches, carries,
he's
the whole
so
nine.
Good.
And then you got Derek Carr, so you got your stack there. Freiermuth goes to Terrell. Love the Freiermuth upside. Just got to find me some better receivers. Christian Watson goes.
I just got to find me some better receivers. There's still receivers out there.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they're not what I'm rolling up to the game with, but there's some good, especially guys you can kind of team stack. I mean, that's what I would be looking to do if I were you.
Zach Ertz goes, who I definitely had in my queue. I really like. You should be probably drafting more for the end of the season. That's why I think Trey McBride is kind of an interesting, like, you know, whatever 18th round pick for the Cardinals because they drafted him so high. But Zach Ertz, especially, I mean, I'm already licking my chops. Have they put out the DFS prices for week one yet?
You don't need to look.
Why?
It's just going to be distracting.
Rondale Moore goes. One more pick than me.
What are you eyeing up?
I can't tell you, right? Because it's a position of need.
Got it.
Okay.
You weren't hoping for Melvin Gordon.
I actually, I've kind of talked myself into Melvin Gordon, especially this late.
It's the same as the Kareem Hunt thing. Javonte Williams went eight rounds ago.
Yeah.
It's an injury away. It's the NFL. It's the National Football.
I'm going to go, Justin Fields here. Just make sure I get him.
Tom Brady and Justin Fields. The yin meets the yang.
I mean, again, you have like one of the oldest quarterbacks, most experienced, and a young rising gun who's going to run the ball a bunch. And then,
are you taking a third quarterback?
I don't think I am. Because I, you know, maybe they both get injured, but if that happens, this team's screwed anyway. So
that's fair.
Devin Singletary, it's $25. Like, am I supposed to pretend to give a shit what happens to this?
No, and
just
honestly,
buying a lottery ticket for millions.
That you probably should. You should remove any sort of conservative streak when doing these.
Yeah. Devin Singletary, Tim Patrick, Jarvis Landry, Chase Edmonds, all off the board.
Oh, Michael Gallup. No,
Ryan, come
that's
on.
That's a joke. Sorry. Maybe if you're listening with a younger member of the audience, just cover their ears for that one.
All right. Got to figure out some, are there any receivers worth stacking for the Bears besides Darnell Mooney?
It's gotta be.
I'm gonna leave that out for
tight end
Rob. Well, Cole Kmet would be the obvious.
You like the tight end correlation. Wow. Oh, Rashad. See, XFL Jim is a smart man, but Rashad Penny, again, the Rashad Penny, Ken Walker pairing. It's one of the few that I like in best ball. Same team pairings.
Gesicki goes, Tua goes, Rashad Penny goes.
Will the guy that there's three people in my queue. Will one of them make it to me?
Yeah. 100%.
Thanks.
Positive outlook for you, Kramer.
I think you should be looking for tight end correlation. And then I think you have to throw a dart at one of the other receivers on the Bears.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to close out my, I think I'm just going to close out my running backs here with,
Pierce goes, I was looking at him
with, Ramondre Stevenson. I think with Stevenson, with Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Leonard Fournette, and Ramondre Stevenson, I feel like I'm good on running backs.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe like a late. I don't know. I keep putting Isaiah Spiller in my queue.
You're hooked on that guy.
Yeah. Well, and the Ramondre Stevenson, I feel a little bit better, especially with.
Jameson Williams goes.
Especially with like James White, who they signed and re-signed, but now it looks like he's pretty hurt and he's not going to be able to go early on. So, you got some good opportunities there.
Oh, that so disappointing. White goes from Tampa. He's catching steam, Sean. High RAS score guy. Backing up Leonard Fournette could be a stud. All right, so
Velus Jones. Andrew Robb is saying to maybe take a shot on or Pringle. I forgot they have Byron Pringle.
Is it time?
I mean, Pringle had 42 catches last year.
Someone took Kenny Golladay. Andrew took Kenny Golladay. y'all are tripping.
Y'all are tripping.
Well, there goes my plan.
Ryan.
Yes.
I've removed Robbie Anderson from my queue.
Really?
I still might draft him. I don't know. DJ Chark's available. It's kind of a fun shot. Okay, Mecole Hardman goes, Kramer, you're on the clock. What do you do here?
My plan completely ruined. All right, we're just going to grab some more potential pass catchers. Give me Van Jefferson. How many is this? Six receivers. All right. And then let's see. Will he make it back to now? Let's go professional.
Van Jefferson. I feel like you've made fun of me for drafting Van Jefferson or advocating for taking a shot on Van Jefferson.
I think he's one of the higher, like number three receiver types. Him and Crowder are two of my favorite non-top two target guys. Like, cause Van Jefferson could be a number two target. I think there's a lot of expectation he won't be, which is why he's going here, but you know, buying shares of the offense, still only one or two running backs. Sean, is that a problem?
You only have two running backs,
backs.
Yeah. I don't know. You have an interesting build. Bobby Tonyan goes, Trevor Lawrence, Devontae Parker, Jacoby Myers, Daniel Jones. I'm on the clock. All right. I'm going to lock him up. Don't want him to get anywhere. Cole Kmet, zero touchdowns last year. That's definitely going to regress in a positive way. Dotson.
Is Jimmy Graham still on the team?
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's just funny that Jimmy Graham was still on the team last year. Wow. The running back situation's getting thin.
Yeah, you may have waited too long.
Getting real thin.
John Dotson goes. KJ Osborne goes.
You may have waited too long. Oh, there's still guys out here, Sean.
It's a couple guys
out. You know how it goes. You just got to throw that dart, grab a pass catcher or two.
Isaiah Spiller goes to XFL gym. Smart man. DJ Chark goes. Just a couple guys we just talked about.
I almost took DJ Chark to pair with
What round do I draft Rob Gronkowski, Ryan?
18. All right. You can draft him sooner. You won't need to.
Do I draft him or Cade Otton, the rookie that could end up taking his workload?
You take Gronk. You're a Gronk guy. Why are you asking me these stupid questions?
If anyone takes Rob Gronkowski in round 18, and if you work for the show, God help you all. DJ Chark goes, like I said, Corey Davis. Kramer, what are you looking to do here coming up?
Well, I'm still scrolling down looking to queue all the quarterbacks I want to end up with.
Zach Wilson, take him out of your queue because he's gone.
Yeah. No, I have low stress quarterbacks that I'm going after. I know that no one's drafting them. When is it okay to take Ronald Jones?
Yeah, that's a good question. Nyheim Hines, Kenny Gainwell, XFL Jim. That's an interesting play there. Don't hate that. Especially in best ball format. I feel like he'll have a couple like two touchdown games for you.
Gonna need to get some running backs who are gonna score points. I think that might be the key. Daryl Henderson, Sean. Let's talk about Daryl Henderson.
Interesting case for him.
At Cam Akers coming back off a big injury, came back a little early, didn't look that good. Maybe something happened.
All right.
Oh, you're on the clock.
Yeah, Sean. I'm on the clock.
Ronald Jones still there. Do you need a backup quarterback? Jameis Winston's there.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to just take a shot in some of these Jacksonville guys. Give me Marvin Jones.
Professional wide receiver.
Yeah. All right. Middle of the 13th round. I'm just taking, maybe I take a George Pickens. Don't hate that. Robbie Anderson. Just going to take a shot in some of these receivers.
Wow. Not I a lot of people are pretty thin on the running back position. I'm looking around the league.
Hunter Henry goes, Ryan, how are your tight ends? Oh, you had to. You've retired.
My tight ends are magical. Some say just two unicorns. Oh, a cowboy flies off the board.
Tolbert.
Wait, this team has taken all receivers. Hold on. We have to look at this. Oh no, not all receivers. Liars. Mostly receivers. Wow. See, he went two stud running backs early and then just only one running back since. I don't hate that approach.
Shout out to Richard Gersberger in the chat. What if Jimmy Garoppolo and Janine Garoppolo got married and Janine hyphenated, she would be Janine Garoppolo Garoppolo. It's good stuff.
Ronald Jones finally goes. That's why Andrew didn't recommend that I take him.
He needed him to complete his stack. Algier goes, rookie running back for the Falcons. Tolbert off the board. Ooh, Davis Price.
Fucking this guy.
Shout out to Terrell. All right.
Why is Mike
sharp pull there?
Why is Michael Carter still on the board?
Yeah, I would not be shocked if the Michael Carter, Breece Hall splits end up being way closer than people thought.
And yeah, I'm gonna snag Khalil Herbert, another team that bastard. Wants to run the ball. I only had two running backs, Sean. Now I'm up to four.
Okay.
Oh, barely care. This is a good team. Only one quarterback though. Robbie Anderson coming up the old standard queue, Sean. Is it time?
I know. You know, I told myself I wouldn't draft him. Alec Pierce, Jameis Winston goes. Ooh, like that for Terrell. Jameis is you look at his stats before he got hurt. That guy was playing pretty good. I do obviously worry about what that offense will look like with no Sean Payton, but
who is the
we're certainly team Jameis here.
Who's the number two target in Carolina?
Man. It might be Robbie Anderson, Ryan. Here's the thing. I would like it so much more if Baker was going there, but now it seems like the latest is Baker's going to Seattle. So I cannot have any fantasy tied to one Sam Darnold.
No,
no.
How many people are going to have Sam Darnold, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore on there in this contest?
There's a couple of maniacs. I took Isaiah McKenzie. Think of grabbing some poor man's Gabe Davis. Many are saying,
I have heard that said before.
Matt Ryan goes in the 14th round. I don't want any part of Matt Ryan. I think they might be able to win some games.
One of the worst picks I've ever heard.
Jonathan Taylor is going to just eat up a ton of just touchdowns and everything else.
I think Nico Collins' draft stock is way too low. Why is he being disrespected like this?
It's a great question.
Mechie is not going to be playing week one. He's going higher than him.
No, I know. Albert O goes, just fun, but I don't know if he's going to get the targets. I like him as a player. Higby goes, Sammy Watkins off the board.
I think I probably still need another running back. Four is probably not enough.
You don't think four is enough?
I don't think so.
Well, it depends on what kind of running backs you have. I have four. Maybe I'll get a fifth. I mean, I'll let the best ball Don weigh in, but Andrew Robb, take a look at my running backs. Do you think I need a fourth or fifth? David Bell, George Pickens goes, Cameron Brake goes.
Some nice rookies.
Tannehill goes. Ah, I don't know. I would not be. maybe I would take him over some of. Now that I'm seeing what's left, maybe that wasn't as bad of a pick as I initially thought. Noah Fant goes two more than me. Hayden Hurst.
How many picks we got left, Sean? We'll be in the 15th.
15th. So 15, 16, four. 17, 18.
Sean count with his hands.
Yeah. It's a little tricky over here. Oh, Robbie Anderson goes right in front of me. Ryan, you talked me into it. Give me Nico Collins.
He had some moments last. I certainly don't understand why. Again, when did Brandon Cooks go? Like 10 rounds ago?
Yeah. Mac Jones goes.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
I don't even know what I'm hoping for here. Probably need. All right. So I have Marlon Mack. He's interesting. I mean, I know people are getting excited about Pierce in Houston.
Yeah.
Marlon Mack has shown he can be a starting running back. He might not stay healthy, but he's going to score you some points when he does. And I, you know, there's not much going on there in Houston. Big dog Jamal Williams goes. Why do we not like him as much this year? Because he let us down. Oh, God damn it. All right.
Gus Edwards goes. Of course, Andrew Robb steals Gus Edwards.
I can't do this anymore. I hate this end of the round pick. I can't do this, dude. These cowards. All right, let me let's see here.
Ryan generating his pick. Terrell grabs David Njoku. Jared Goff, Ryan, owning a piece of Sucks Island.
Yep. A little stacky stacky. And then we're going to go a guy that we both like. Another running back bullet.
You sandbagging son of a bitch, Ryan.
Sorry. I mean, there's look at the running backs left. I had to grab another one.
Oh, you could have taken James Robinson.
No. It sounds like he's there's some medical concerns there, Sean.
Okay.
I just passing along some information to the listeners. You just happen to be in the room.
John Metchie goes to Terrell.
No, that's a bad pick.
Yeah.
Terrell, we just talked about this.
It's a bad pick. I don't know about that pick. I feel like Moonoff's out on John Metchie, so he's the Texans insider. Andrew Robb's saying, I would take a fifth only because it's a long season. I wouldn't want to only have four running backs. Your stable of running backs is great, though. Draft day is coming, Ryan. Remind people. Do you have a date set?
Not yet. I'll have it. I promise that once the I'm heading out on a vision quest for the July 4th holiday to celebrate this great country. And when I return, I will have a date. Probably the beginning of August.
Okay.
Right around the Hall of Fame game. Figured that's
That's a great.
You know,
you don't want to be too tired to handicap the Hall of Fame game, though, right?
Oh, I could handicap
Austin
that
Hooper, Evan Ingram. Now it's time to roll the dice on some stacks. I mean, Byron Pringle had 42 catches and 5 touchdowns last year, and could be in you know decent target share from Justin Fields.
I mean, I'm sure you're just talking to yourself, but yeah, I agree. All right. Oh, wow. Taysom Hill in the 16th. What's going on, Sean? We think Taysom Hill is getting his way back on the field.
Yeah. What is he? What's up with Taysom Hill?
I mean, he's doing his thing. He's going to be playing the old tight end position again. Hopefully he creates some fantasy drama, throwing some passes. All right. I'm almost embarrassed. Like, why are people, remind me again why people are such haters on Marcus Mariota?
Donald Parham goes. Donovan Peoples-Jones goes.
Ooh, Parham might not play football again, right? XFL Jim. I mean, I appreciate the love for Donald Parham and his giant
James
number.
Robinson. I mean, I think most people are out on Mariota because the offense, they drafted a quarterback. He might not start the entire year. JD McKissick goes.
It's always a concern, I guess.
Ryan, I'll give you this nugget about my potential next pick. His number of receptions in 2020, he tripled them going into 2021.
Okay.
And he would help out with one of my stacks.
Oh.
You can get that correct?
He trip. All right. Give me the clue, the first clue one more time.
He tripled his reception total from 2020 to 2021, going into his third year.
So this is his fourth year? No. Now he's going into his third year.
I have to look this up.
It's
going into his third year.
LaVisca Chenault.
No, it is Tyler Johnson of your Tampa Bay Bucks, who is going to be filling in for Godwin potentially.
Oh wow, it's like you were listening to the last show when you railed me for taking Tom Brady and then stacking with Tyler Johnson late. Great move, Sean.
Well, you would have. How did you not know then about Tyler Johnson?
Yeah, you're right. I didn't know his stats, and I was just kind of looking at the queue. You're kind of a queue slave sometimes, so.
I just realized Derrick Henry and DeAndre Swift do have the same bye week.
Oh no. How many running backs? You have five though, right?
Four.
Ooh.
I'm going to be drafting the fifth one here in a second.
Is this it? My last two picks coming up? Okay. Okay. Do I need a third quarterback?
Who are your two quarterbacks?
Derek Carr and Jared Goff. Oh, they have the same bye week. Horrible. I was planning on taking a third.
That's pretty great.
Appreciate it. I have two quarterbacks, five running backs, seven receivers, two tight ends.
Mike Robb in the YouTube chat pointing out Mariota was benched by this coach already for Ryan Tannehill.
No. I mean, yeah, yes, but no.
All right, catching people up. Let's see here. Paris Campbell, Mark Ingram, KJ Hamler, JD McKissick, Davis Mills, Marcus Mariota goes to Kramer. And then Batty.
Say it. What team does he play for? Baltimore. Definitely going to be their passing back. And yes, if Gus Edwards is not feeling well or his knee is slow to recover, watch out. Diamond in the rough, Sean.
Oh no, I realized I've mistimed my it's either Gronk or a fifth running back. What do I do? What do I do?
A player that's going to play or a player that's not going to play.
Yeah, I'll have to retire Gronk.
Sorry, dude.
Will Fuller, James Washington. I don't think it is a lock for Gronk to retire. You know what I do think is the lock, Ryan? When it comes to internet security, IP Vanish. Head over to IPVanish.com/SGP. You need to have your internet traffic encrypted. Again, you're doing all sorts of deviant stuff online. You don't want your browsing history, your passwords, your data, transferring crypto, your bank accounts, whatever it is. You don't want anyone, prying eyes, hackers, getting into that stuff. You can hide your location, won't slow you down. You can stream it on media devices like a Amazon Fire Stick. So again, head over to IPVanish.com/SGP. Get 70% off and a 30-day money back guarantee. Are you kidding me? 70% off and a 30-day money back guarantee. It's the VPN we use, we trust here at our office. IPVanish.com/SGP. And
Odell Beckham goes almost Mr. Irrelevant to XFL Jim. Sean, my team. Derek Carr, Jared Goff, Marcus Mariota, Ken Walker, Kareem Hunt, Michael Carter, Khalil Herbert, Zamir White, Tyler Batty, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Drake London, Kadarius Toney, Van Jefferson, Jamison Crowder, Mark Andrews, and Kyle Pitts.
All right.
My Daniel Jones exposure has dipped. Still my number one.
It's probably good for you.
Still right. My number one quarterback.
Here's what my team is looking like. Tom Brady, Justin Fields. Then for running backs, we have Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Leonard Fournette, Ramondre Stevenson, D'Ernest Johnson. He was my last pick there. Crazy you can get him 18. For my receivers, Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, Devonta Smith, Tyler Boyd, Marvin Jones, Isaiah McKenzie, Nico Collins, Byron Pringle, Tyler Johnson. closing it out with some tight ends, Dallas Goedert and Cole Kmet. So in the YouTube chat, feel free to rank our teams, or if you want to have us grade one of your teams, say, hey, grade my team. We'll take a look.
I'll say this.
Yes.
I still, the teams that I like the best that I've drafted are when you start with two running backs in the first three rounds.
Hmm.
I'm also starting to learn, Sean, I think you want to take a run. I think you want to make it so your roster has a running back in the 18th. I just think one of these guys is going to hit. You gotta feel like you're not putting too much into it, but taking one of these last round running backs is going to pay off for someone. Trey Sermon, Mr. Irrelevant, maybe.
Yeah.
Deonta Foreman.
Shanahan clearly hates Trey Sermon.
No, my point is I think by making yourself draft an 18th round running back, you'll take the appropriate risk on a bullet. Where maybe earlier you might look for a pass catcher who's going to have a lower ceiling, for example, but a carved out role.
Okay.
I think for draft day, I'm starting to figure it out, but I also have been wondering, would it be fun if, I think it might be fun if on draft day, there's some sort of wheel, Sean. And for some of the drafts, I have to spin the wheel and I'm told the strategy before I see what pick I am. That could be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
What are you doing over there? Blackjack?
No, it's just finishing it up, pulling up, seeing if anyone
felt like you were playing blackjack.
Wanted their teams graded, Ryan.
It's like when the little one's like, I just need a second to finish this thing.
Hashtag Degens only.
What are you splitting tens again?
And I wanted to remind people, merch money, giving away free gear. And the new merch store is coming within days. So.
We have a go, no go call tomorrow morning, Sean. So
it's going to be a go. It will be a go.
It's a go meeting. So
as someone who will be possibly turning the switch,
suits finished all the paperwork.
Yes. Okay. The paperwork has been filed. The new merch store is coming. A bunch of fun stuff there. And you can get free merch. All you got to do is, leave a nice rating review on Apple Podcasts. Take a screenshot of you submitting it, and then click contest in the SGPN app, which you already should have. All our free picks and podcasts loaded up in there. Submit it, and you got a pretty good chance of winning a free T-shirt every Monday, aka Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Tyler Batty, let's go.
Kramer, let it ride.